Hi Carlton fans, and welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. Carlton triumphed over Essendon on the weekend, defeating the arch-rival by 13 points. In their first win for 2018, the Blues fittingly celebrated 50 years since their 1968 Grand Final victory over the Bombers. Sam Kerridge caught up with Carlton Media about what it meant to put the Blues' first win on the board for 2018.
That's why you go out there and play footy every weekend, to get those wins, and you know, you can tell by the boys' smiles on their face when they walked in, and you know, we've got a great supporter here that's been fantastic too, and you know, the buzz in here has been fantastic, so we'll you know, reflect, enjoy this, but then we'll also reset for next week as well.
Darcy Lang wasted no time in his Carlton debut, booting his first goal as a Blue in the first minute of the match. He spoke about his move from the Cats to the Blues.
Contract talks got put on hold, and obviously had a look around, and Carlton's list where they are now, I think if we can just keep this group together for a few years, we'll do some pretty special things. So just wanted to come here and contribute, and it's a great group of fellas, so yeah, couldn't be happier at the moment.
Paddy Dow was one of seven Carlton players who had their first win in the Navy Blue on Saturday. He told Carlton Media it was an experience he won't soon forget.
Yeah, so the past 7 weeks, it's been pretty, not tough, we've had a lot of things to work on and just playing complete game, I guess, and after today, I guess, we just played like well for a long time, but more than them, and yeah, it was a great experience to be able to get your first win out there and on the G, and yeah, I couldn't ask for it anymore.
Acting captain Patrick Cripps joined Fox Footies on the couch. He spoke about Carlton's season so far.
Just realistic with where we're at. Obviously, we've had a few injuries, which has been unfortunate to older guys, and a lot of young guys coming to the side, but look, we've kept trying to develop them and upskilling them, and they played a part.
Brennan Bolton spoke with 3AW on Sunday about Carlton's belief in its method.
That's why the vibe stayed really strong at the club. It's a place where people enjoy coming and feel like they're growing. But this, a win always just gives you an added sense of positivity. There's no doubt about that, but we've never questioned the way we're going about it.
The Blues will meet the D's in round 9 in another Carlton home game at the G. Assistant coach Dale Amos said there will be challenges for the Blues facing the D's.
Yeah, look, I think it's a work in progress, and the signs are really positive on the weekend. We're able to certainly do it for longer, but the challenge is to front up and do it again this week against Melbourne, who are in really good form at the moment. They're good in all phases, and they've been really dangerous around stoppages. They've got Max Gorn, who gives their midfielders first use, and some really damaging midfielders through there, but their form over the last four or five weeks has been outstanding, as good as anyone's in the competition. So dangerous forwards, and they've been defending really strongly as well. So it's all phases, I think, for us this week.
This weekend's clash with Melbourne marks the 2018 Carlton Respects game. Fans attending the game can pick up an orange flag on the Level 1 concourse inside the gates. Make sure you fly the flag at 1 p.m. on game day in support of gender equality. That's all we've got. Catch us next week on the Blues Weekend Update.